Hi everyone, welcome to Office Hours. We have a great question today, which is, what do you think about appeal, spelled APEEL? And there is a link to an FDA document here. The report linked above mentions the vehicle, which are monoacylglycerides, but not what's inside, which are fatty acids. Are the fatty acids potentially trans fats? So this is an interesting technology, appeal is, and I had never heard of it before, so thanks for the question. Appeal is a natural edible protective coating that is used on produce to slow water loss and oxidation and thus extend the shelf lives of fruits and vegetables that would go bad typically relatively quickly. From the perspective of food waste, I think appeal is a pretty neat idea, actually. But I doubt that you get around the loss of micronutrients that occurs over time when produce is picked from its natural form, so off a bush, off of a tree, out of the ground, that kind of thing. And has been sitting for a while either on a shelf at the store or in your fridge. A peel creates a thin edible coating or peel on a fruit or vegetable surface. In their frequently asked questions section, they do say that you probably would not be able to wash all of a peel off of a fruit or vegetable, which I don't particularly love, although it also would probably depend on which fruit or vegetable we're talking about. So something like an avocado or an orange that already has a peel that's going to be protecting the flesh of the fruit from absorbing a lot of those fatty acid components of a peel, versus something like a strawberry is probably going to be soaking up more of a peel. Supposedly, this is safe to consume, and they claim that appeal is made from compounds, specifically mono and diglycerides from fatty acids that are naturally found in food that we eat all the time. And yes, we do consume mono and diglycerides from fatty acids in the diet, but the composition of those fatty acids and how they're produced matters. When you look deeper into the ingredients, they're not really telling you much about which mono and diglycerides they're using. And since appeal is derived from grape seeds, I would guess that the particular fatty acid composition of appeal is similar to that of grape seed oil, which, based off of this paper, is largely going to be the omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids. Yes, there will be some saturated fatty acids and monounsaturated, but it's largely this omega-6 PUFAs that we're getting. Specifically addressing the question of whether appeal includes trans fatty acids, according to this page here, what's an appeal? They say our products are non-GMO and include no animal-derived products. They also do not contain trans fats, wheat, soybean, peanuts, tree nuts, etc. So a lot of things that people care about. And based on their manufacturing process, which they outline in the FDA GRAS document, I wouldn't expect trans fats to be a component of appeal. That said, I personally still prefer to have my produce as close to nature as possible. And the fact of the matter is that, as far as I'm aware, we don't have long-term safety data on appeal, even if from a biochemical perspective, it does seem relatively benign. Just because something is found in nature, such as these mono and diglycerides, does not mean that they're always safe to consume, especially when synthetically produced, like appeal is. Setting food waste aside for now and thinking about this solely from a health perspective, people are probably better off eating fruits and vegetables that have been treated with appeal than none at all. And in the GRAS document, they go through some calculations showing that the total amount of appeal that someone would consume per day eating a normal amount of fruits and vegetables would be quite low. So the total amount of additional fatty acids that you would typically consume by eating most of your produce with a peel is probably within the realm of 1% or less, which is very low. But these components of a peel are going to likely accumulate over time as people eat fruit and vegetables on a daily basis. And even though a peel has been granted GRAS status, we don't know the potential consequences of consuming a peel every day over a long period of time. Now, given what I know about it, what it's supposedly made of, these mono and diglycerides, and also how little you actually end up consuming, I think chances are that it's probably relatively benign, but I can't say for sure. And despite what appeal and the FDA claim about safety, I'm not really sure that they can either. So, great question. Those are my thoughts. It does look like at least based off of this picture here, it looks like they may have to disclose, like with a sticker, if something is coated with a peel. So that's good. But I think more to come, hopefully.